Since Tea Cake and Janie had friended with the Bahamian workers in the Glades, they, the Saws, had been gradually drawn into the American crowd. They quit hiding out to hold their dances when they found that their American friends didn't laugh at them as they feared. Many of the Americans learned to jump and liked it as much as the Saws. So they began to hold dances night after night in the quarters, usually behind Tea Cake's house. Often now, Tea Cake and Janie stayed up so late at the fire dances that Tea Cake would not let her go with him to the field. He wanted her to get her rest. So she was home by herself one afternoon when she saw a band of Seminoles passing by, the men walking in front and the laden, stolid women following them like burros. She had seen Indians several times in the Glades, in twos and threes, but this was a large party. They were headed towards the Palm Beach Road and kept moving steadily. About an hour later, another party appeared and went the same way. Then another just before sundown. This time, she asked where they were all going, and at last one of the men answered her. "Going to high ground. Saw grass bloom. Hurricane coming." Everybody was talking about it that night, but nobody was worried. The fire dance kept up till nearly dawn. The next day, more Indians moved east, unhurried but steady. Still a blue sky and fair weather. Beans running fine, prices good, so the Indians could be, must be, wrong. You couldn't have a hurricane when you're making $7 and $8 a day picking beans. Indians are dumb anyhow, always were. Another night of Stew Beef making dynamic subtleties with his drum and living sculptural grotesques in the dance. Next day, no Indians passed at all. It was hot and sultry, and Janie left the field and went home. Morning came without motion. The winds, to the tiniest lisping baby breath, had left the earth. Even before the sun gave light, dead day was creeping from bush to bush, watching man. Some rabbits scurried through the quarters going east. Some possums slunk by, and their route was definite, one or two at a time, then more. By the time the people left the fields, the procession was constant. Snakes, rattlesnakes, began to cross the quarters. The men killed a few, but they could not be missed from the crawling horde. People stayed indoors until daylight. Several times during the night, Janie heard the snort of big animals like deer. Once the muted voice of a panther, going east and east. That night, the palm and banana trees began that long-distance talk with rain. Several people took fright and picked up and went into Palm Beach anyway. 1,000 buzzards held a flying meet and then went above the clouds and stayed. One of the Bahamian boys stopped by Tea Cake's house in a car and hollered. Tea Cake came out, throwing laughter over his shoulder into the house. "Hello, Tea Cake." "Hello, Lass. You leaving, I see." "Yeah, man. You and Janie want to go? I wouldn't give nobody else a chance at a seat till I found out if you all had any way to go." "Thank you ever so much, Lass, but we about decided to stay." "The crow gone up, man." "That ain't nothing. You ain't seen the boss man go up here, is you? Well, all right now. Man, the money's too good on the muggers. Liable to fare off by tomorrow. I wouldn't leave if I was you." "My uncle come for me. He say hurricane warning out in Palm Beach. Not so bad there, but man, this muck is too low and that big leg is liable to bust." "Oh, no, man. Some boys in there now talking about it. Some of them been in the Glades for years. Tain't nothing but a little blow. You'll lose the whole day tomorrow trying to get back out here."
"The Indian gone east, man, is dangerous."
"They don't always know. Indians don't know much of nothing, to tell the truth, else they'd own this country still. The white folks ain't gone nowhere.
They ought to know if it's dangerous. You better stay here, man. Big jumping dance tonight, right here when it fell off.
Lias hesitated and started to climb out, but his uncle wouldn't let him.
This time tomorrow, you're going to wish your father crow.
He snorted and drove off. Lias waved back to them gaily.
If I never see you no more on Earth, I'll meet you in Africa.
Others hurried east, like the Indians and rabbits and snakes and coons. But the majority sat around, laughing and waiting for the sun to get friendly again. Several men collected at Tea Cake's house and sat around stuffing courage into each other's ears. Janie baked a big pan of beans and something she called sweet biscuits, and they all managed to be happy enough. Most of the great flame throwers were there, and naturally handling Big John the Conqueror and his works, how he had done everything big on Earth, then went up to heaven without dying at all, went up there picking a guitar, and got all the angels doing the ring shout round and round the throne. Then everybody but God and old Peter flew off on a flying race to Jericho and back, and John the Conqueror won the race, went on down to hell, beat the old devil, and passed out ice water to everybody down there. Somebody tried to say that it was a mouth organ harp that John was playing, but the rest of them would not hear that. Don't care how good anybody could play a harp, God would rather to hear a guitar. That brought them back to Tea Cake. How come he couldn't hit that box a lick or two? Well, all right now, make us know it. When it got good to everybody, Muck Boy woke up and began to chant with the rhythm, and everybody bore down on the last word of the line. Your mama don't wear no drawers. I seen them when she took them off. She soaked them in alcohol. She sold them to the Santa Claus. He told her 'twas against the law to wear them dirty drawers. Then Muck Boy went crazy through the feet and danced himself and everybody else crazy. When he finished, he sat back down on the floor and went to sleep again. Then they got to playing Florida Flip and Coon Can. Then it was dice. Not for money. This was a show-off game. Everybody posing his fancy shots. As always, it boiled down to Tea Cake and Motorboat. Tea Cake with his shy grin, and Motorboat with his face like a little black cherubim just from a church tower, doing amazing things with anybody's dice. The others forgot the work and the weather watching them throw. It was art. $1,000 a throw in Madison Square Garden wouldn't have gotten any more breathless suspense. It would have just been more people holding in. After a while, somebody looked out and said, "It ain't getting no fairer out there. Believe I'll get on over to my shack." Motorboat and Tea Cake were still playing, so everybody left them at it. Sometime that night, the winds came back. Everything in the world had a strong rattle, sharp and short, like stew beef, vibrating the drum head near the edge with his fingers. By morning, Gabriel was playing the deep tones in the center of the drum. So when Janie looked out of her door, she saw the drifting mists gathered in the west, that cloud field of the sky, to arm themselves with thunders and march forth against the world. Louder and higher and lower and wider the sound and motion spread, mounting, sinking, darking. It woke up old Okeechobee, and the monster began to roll in his bed, began to roll and complain like a peevish world on a grumble. The folks in the quarters and the people in the big houses further around the shore heard the big lake and wondered. The people felt uncomfortable but safe because there were the sea walls to chain the senseless monster in his bed. The folks let the people do the thinking. If the castles thought themselves secure, the cabins needn't worry. Their decision was already made as always. Chink up your cracks, shiver in your wet beds, and wait on the mercy of the Lord. The boss man might have the thing stopped before morning anyway. It is so easy to be hopeful in the daytime when you can see the things you wish on. But it was night. It stayed night. Night was striding across nothingness with the whole round world in his hands. A big burst of thunder and lightning that trampled over the roof of the house. So Tea Cake and Mota stopped playing. Mota looked up in his angel-looking way and said, "Big Massa, draw him chair upstairs." "I'm glad y'all stopped that crap shooting, even if it wasn't for money," Janie said. "Old Massa's doing his work now. Us ought to keep quiet."